What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, we're starting to see a little volatility in the outside markets, Don, and from a trader's perspective, we like to see the markets move. Beneficial rains across the United States, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Nebraska, a large part of the corn and bean belt receiving beneficial rains and more on the way. Definitely help finishing off crops. And what's amazing, Don, is even with these rains, we're maintaining this 1350 soybeans and these 550 beast corn. Typically this time of year, we usually start to sell off. It's nice to see elevated prices going into harvest.
Of course, we got a crop report from USDA supply-demand numbers out on Thursday. Should that give us some indication on what we're seeing out there?
Yeah, a little confusion with that number. The USDA no longer has boots on the ground like when you and I go walk out in the field. So they're going to tell us what they think about this crop. A lot of that will come from satellite images and other things, which, in my opinion, could show a big crop. You're not going to see tip back from a satellite image. So that'll be interesting. It'll create volatility. It could be a down day. It could be a limit up day. Of course, any time with this volatility, when the USDA is speaking, you have to be respectful of that.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, overnight, Don, we noticed that crude oil was down $3 a barrel. Gold broke $100 an ounce in a matter of a minute. Silver broke $2. Some of those markets recovered, but starting to wonder, our countries, talk of EU countries putting travel restrictions on America. We had over 100,000 COVID cases the other day, and with close to 55-60% of Americans having the vaccine, you wonder what's going on again. So this variant is real, and it's disrupting what we would like to call getting back to a normal life. So most people in the ag communities don't really see it because they go about their business. But in the big cities, traveling again right now today through Iowa, starting to notice people wearing masks again, Don.
Tommy Grisanti, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.